I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 25th. Well, the case of the Quincy mayor's pay raise will be back in court in January. A hearing was held yesterday in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham, where both sides presented their cases. Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises says the Board of Registrars failed to certify valid signatures on their ballot initiative. The city argues they followed proper procedures and that the ballot question is illegal. The judge must first decide if the group collected enough valid signatures and then must rule on the legality of the ballot question. A hearing has been scheduled for January 8th at 9 a.m. in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. The citizens were told to present which signatures they believe were wrongly rejected, and the city must justify why they rejected those signatures. The ballot question would ask voters if they want to roll back the mayoral salary from $285,000 to $183,000. The mayor has since decided to ask the new city council in January to reset the salary to $225,000 when it takes effect in 2028. Functioning smoke detectors and healthy staffing levels are being credited with keeping a Quincy house fire from becoming more serious over the weekend. Interim Fire Chief Gary Smith says working smoke detectors alerted the sleeping residents in the home at 292 Billings Road in North Quincy of a fire in their living room just before midnight on Saturday. All the residents and the family dog escaped safely, and firefighters quickly doused the fire, confining it to the living room. Smith says the fire started among some moving boxes on the first floor as the family had just moved into the house. The cause is under investigation. Smith issued a reminder this holiday season to check your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to ensure they're working properly. Smith says that home is currently not livable. A man was taken to the hospital after he was stabbed in Brockton yesterday afternoon. Stabbing happened just after noontime behind the Brockton Recreational Cannabis Dispensary at the corner of Hereford and Pleasant Streets. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital. No suspects are in custody. Police cordoned off the scene of the stabbing with yellow caution tape around a portion of a sidewalk. The Plymouth County DA's office is investigating. No word on the condition of the victim. A robbery at a local convenience store in Quincy is under investigation. Police say that a woman struck a clerk at the Palmer Street Market in Germantown with a guitar and then fled on foot yesterday. The woman reportedly stole two donuts from the store, then assaulted the clerk with the guitar when she was confronted. Woman was described as a white female between 25 and 35 years old. She reportedly fled on foot. The clerk was not seriously hurt. Governor Healey, House Speaker Ron Mariano, Senate President Karen Spilka held a long meeting yesterday to discuss priorities for the year ahead, with emphasis on the record number of 44 ballot questions piling up for 2026. Leadership expressed skepticism over an effort to revive rent control through a ballot measure. Beyond those issues, there was an emphasis on health care policy. Spilka warned that the state's budget could struggle to keep up with a flurry of changes and challenges at the federal level. The legislature will remain in informal session for the remainder of 2025. As for groups backing ballot questions, they're required to gather 74,574 certified signatures by December 3rd. Millions of Americans are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, and officials are warning those hitting the roads, rails, and skies to prepare for a lot of company. AAA projects 1.3 million more travelers will be on the roads than last year, pushing the total number of people traveling by car to at least 73 million. Today and tomorrow are expected to be the most congested travel periods before Thanksgiving. The best time to travel today is before noon and Wednesday before 11 a.m. AAA anticipates minimal traffic impacts on Thursday. Travelers returning home Sunday should expect heavy traffic most of the day. The best time to travel Sunday is before 11 a.m. MassDOT said there will be no scheduled construction work on major arteries outside of established work zones starting at 5 a.m. today through 5 a.m. next Monday. The HOV lane on the expressway between Boston and Quincy will extend its afternoon hours by opening from 2 to 7 p.m. today and from 1 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. The HOV lane is closed Thursday and Friday. And due to increased travel in and out of Logan Airport, the Sumner Tunnel swing lane will not be deployed Thursday or Friday. Meantime, the FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving week in 15 years, with more than 360,000 flights scheduled this week between now and next Tuesday. A real ID is required to fly within the U.S., or you'll need to bring another accepted form of ID, like a passport or a military ID. Commuter rail riders are reminded that the Silver Line is free from Logan to Boston destinations. Riders are also reminded of $10 commuter rail holiday passes, which are valid for unlimited commuter rail travel Thursday through Sunday, the day after Thanksgiving. Subway lines, bus routes, ferry routes, and the ride will operate on a regular weekday schedule. All commuter rail lines will operate on a weekend schedule. A check of business news, and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow shot up 202 points. The NASDAQ added 598. The S&P was up 102. Both European and Asian shares gained after U.S. stocks rallied on hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates soon. The dollar fell, the euro rose, and oil at $58 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 52 degrees. For tonight, rain moves in with a low of 45. The rain continues overnight, could be heavy at times into tomorrow morning with some scattered showers tomorrow and a high of 60 degrees. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, breezy, and a high of 47. And Friday could see some scattered snow showers, a high of 41. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, southwesterly winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 2:25 p.m. Sunrise 6:46, sets at 4:14. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 25th.